Hello, this is Dave returning with the News Gazette for Sunday, April 12, 2026. We'll continue now with the death notices on page A6. Robert Bentz, Urbana. Robert Paul Bentz, 94, of Urbana, died Monday, April 6, 2026, at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Memorial services will be held at Faith United Methodist Church, 1719 South Prospect Avenue in Champaign, on Saturday, May 30th, with a visitation at 10 a.m. and a service at 11 a.m. Condolences may be offered at morganmemorialhome.com. Michael Burke, Champaign. Michael A. Burke, 77, of Champaign, died on Wednesday, April 8, 2026, at Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Owens Funeral Home, 101 North Elm Street, in Champaign. William Duby, Monticello. William P. Duby, 90, of Monticello, formerly of Champaign, Danville, and Kankakee, passed away at 6 p.m. on March 30, 2026, in Tuscola. A memorial service will be held later this summer in Champaign. Memorial contributions may be made to Transitions Hospice in Marshall. Alan Fintem, Sarasota, Florida. Alan Jeffrey Fintem passed away April 1, 2026, at the age of 61. A private ceremony for close friends and family will be held at a later date. Donald Good, Danville. Don Good, 92, of Danville, passed away April 7th, 2026, with family by his side. To leave the family online condolences, please visit RortvetFuneralServices.com. Donald Helmerichs, Urbana. Donald Robert Helmerichs died April 8th, 2026, in his native home of Urbana. Mr. Helmerichs was born July 19, 1927. No memorial services are being held. His place of rest will be in the mausoleum at Mount Hope Cemetery at 611 East Pennsylvania Avenue, Champaign. Robert Keene, Champaign. After a wonderful life, Dr. Robert R. Keene died April 2nd, 2026, at age 91, from complications following a septic illness. A memorial service will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, April 27th, in the chapel of Bowles Funeral Home in Southern Pines. Military honors will be provided by the U.S. Army Honor Guard. The family wishes to express thanks to the caring staff at First Health Hospice, each of whom made Bob's last days with his family comfortable and dignified. The family requests that in lieu of flowers, any memorial contribution should be made to the hospice and the palliative care fund of the Foundation of First Health in Pinehurst, 150 Apple Cross Road, Pinehurst, North Carolina, 28374, or the Moore County Humane Society at morehumane.org. Online condolences can be made at bowlesfuneralhome.com. The care of Dr. Keene has been entrusted to Bowles Funeral Home. David Logsdon, Champaign. David Logsdon, 74, of Champaign, passed away peacefully on April 5th, 2026. A celebration of life will be held on Tuesday, April 14th, at New Horizons Church in Champaign. Visitation will be from 2 to 5 p.m. with a memorial service to honor his life from 5 to 6 p.m. William Martin, Danville. William Martin, 90, of Danville, died at 11:45 p.m. on Wednesday, April 8, 2026, at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. on Thursday, April 16, 2026, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Danville. Visitation will be from 9 to 11 a.m. Thursday, April 16, at the church. Memorials may be made in William's memory to the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Food Pantry. Victor McFadden, Danville. Victor Vic McFadden, 82, of Danville, died on Wednesday, April 1, 2026, at Horizon Health Hospital, Paris. Memorial services will be at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, April 18th, at Christian Union Church, 1974 North 1550 East Covington, Indiana. Rortvedt Funeral Services and Crematory at 3 South Hodge Street in Tilton is handling arrangements. Deborah Minot, Newman. Deborah S. Minot, 52, of Newman, died on Tuesday, April 7, 2026, at home. Funeral arrangements were incomplete at Joins Funeral Home, 401 West Gillaglee Street, Newman. Mark Minzak, Sagal, Idaho. Mark Minzak, 68, of Sagal, Idaho, formerly of Urbana, passed away at Kootenai Hospital on March 17, 2026, after a major health event. Mark moved to Idaho last summer with his wife, Deborah Arch, and their cat, Misha, to their new home in Sagal, overlooking Lake Oriel and the Selkirk Mountains. Mark is gone from our sight, but will always be in our hearts. James Patton, Sidell. James Jim Leon Patton, 78, of Sidell, died on Wednesday, April 8, 2026, at home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. Tuesday at the Sidell United Methodist Church. Funeral services will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday at the church, with Joe Eagle officiating. Burial will be in the Fairview Cemetery in rural Sidell. Robinson Chapel, 103 Douglas Street, Catlin, is handling arrangements. Arnold Sumilla, Westville. Arnold Arnie Sumilla passed away peacefully at his home in Westville on April 4, 2026, with his wife by his side. Born on September 9, 1940, in Danville. Visitation will be held on Sunday, April 12, 2026, from 2 to 5 p.m. at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Westville. A funeral mass celebrating Arnie's life will take place on Monday, April 13, 2026, beginning at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Westville, with Father Timothy Salpe officiating. Burial will follow at Resurrection Catholic Cemetery in Danville. The family will gather at the Westville American Legion after the funeral to share memories and stories of Arnie's and all that he brought to this world. In lieu of flowers, the family kindly requests donations to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, Schlarman Academy in Danville, or St. Mary's Catholic Church in Westville. To share memories, photos, or videos, please visit Arnie's tribute wall at sunsetfuneralhome.com. Stephen Wright, Lansing, Kansas. Lieutenant Colonel, retired, Stephen Wright, 52, of Lansing, Kansas, formerly of Ivesdale, died on Sunday, April 5th, 2026. A visitation will be held from 9 to 11 a.m. on Friday, April 17th, at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Ivesdale. The Memorial Mass will begin at 11 a.m. at the church. His cremated remains will be buried in St. Joseph Cemetery in Ivesdale. Military rites will be accorded. The family requests any donations be given to the Till Valhalla Project, the Wounded Warrior Project, or your own favorite charity. Condolences may be offered at owensfuneralhome.com. Fay Puckett, Champaign. Fay Puckett, 99, of Champaign, died on Monday, January 19th, 2026, at home. Memorial services will be at 1 p.m., April 18th, at Owens Funeral Home, 101 North Elm Street, Champaign. Michael Riney, Savoy. Mike Riney, formerly of Savoy, passed away peacefully at home on February 22nd, 2026. Mike was born on August 29th, 1951. A celebration of his life will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Champaign County Humane Society. Betty Rodriguez, Champaign. Betty Jean Rodriguez, 88, passed away April 4th, 2026, surrounded by her family. A memorial service will be held at a later date. Arrangements entrusted to Rortvedt Funeral Services and Crematory. To leave the family online condolences, please visit rortvedtfuneralservices.com. And continuing with Kathy Reiser's mailbag, every now and then I see one of the old Mabel's calendars online. Where do those come from and can I get as a copy? Mabel's started out as a jazz club right around 1978 at 613 East Green Street. It closed in early 2000 and was Brothers Bar for a while. Many famous acts played Mabel's, including George Thorogood, Johnny Winter, Jason and the Scorchers, Joan Jett, The Talking Heads, R.E.M., Alice in Chains, Cheap Trick, and many others. Before the days of social media, Mabel's distributed hand-drawn calendars. Dave Roche, who ran the lights at Mabel's and has provided us with many live tracks from the venue, has nearly all of these calendars and routinely posts images of them on the Fans of Mabel's Facebook page. I don't know about getting copies. Every now and then, L.A. Fredrickson and I take a calendar and build a playlist around it. In fact, we're doing April of 1986 this Sunday, 7 p.m. on WKIO 105.5 FM as part of our weekly local music show, Homegrown KIO. And are there going to be two graduation ceremonies at Danville Area Community College in May? For the first time, there will be two graduation ceremonies due to all the enthusiastic friends and family attending who want to support the graduates. Laura Conklin, Executive Director of College Relations, said Mary Miller Gym at DAC is always full for graduation, but it's become more of a capacity and safety issue. Last year, it was very full. There were starting to be so many people, we were bumping up against the fire code, Conklin said. Conklin said that for a while previously, they had ticket restrictions for graduates to invite supporters, but people became upset about it. She said they decided to just have two graduations this year. The ceremonies can see around 1,000 attendees. It will be more comfortable for everybody, she added. The ceremony also will be live streamed for anyone not able to attend. The two graduation ceremonies will be at 6 p.m., May 14th and 15th. The first group to graduate on May 14th will be with business and technology and healthcare applied science degrees and certificates. The second night's ceremony will see all transfer associate degrees, and liberal arts applied science degrees and certificates. Conklin said they average about 200 graduates. They don't have a set number yet due to students having an April 30th deadline to participate in the ceremony. And when will Amy's Place, Champaign's new LGBTQ plus bar, open? Local DJ Amy Myers has been teasing the opening of her new bar, Amy's Place, at 120 North 1st Street for some time, as our Jana Wersima reported in last weekend's It's Your Business column. Since the closing of Anthem, an LGBTQ plus club that was located in downtown Champaign, there hasn't been a bar or club specifically serving that audience in Champaign-Urbana. Myers has been sharing updates on colorful decor and plans for the bar, alongside more technical updates like passing a health inspection and obtaining city and state liquor licenses. A soft opening is scheduled for this Sunday from 5 p.m. to 2 a.m., with the dance floor opening at 10 p.m. This is by Luke Taylor. And are there more deer than usual at Meadowbrook Park this spring? We were there Tuesday and saw about 20. Urbana Park Superintendent of Planning and Operations, Derek Liebert, checks in. Urbana Park District Natural Areas staff and volunteer site monitors report that deer numbers have typically been under 20 and that the herd the reader is reporting would be among the higher counts for the park on any given day this spring. Typically, they report a few deer in groups of two or three. Earlier this week, we observed as many as 9 deer at once, but the number varies throughout the day and week as the deer move between adjacent properties. Jim Rosso. And will WDWS air local Little League games this spring? Yes, WDWS will continue its long-standing tradition of broadcasting local Little League games this spring. Be on the lookout for details regarding the schedule and expect about 10 broadcasts between May and June, culminating with the CU Kiwanis Twin City Tournament at Zond Park. Thanks to Pella Windows and First Federal Bank, which are set to return as sponsors of our coverage, says by Joey Wright. And who are the headliners for the Mahomet Music Festival? The annual Mahomet Music Festival brought some heat with its headliners for its free late August event. The gathering started as a hometown shindig more than 30 years ago and has grown into a large-scale event with more than 25,000 attendees. This year's lineup, Zach Tompkins, 90s Daughter, and Hairbangers Ball on Friday, Riley Clemens, Anna Lay, Shane Prophet, and Craig Morgan, whose songs have been streamed around 2.5 billion times. Chances are you've heard one of the 17-year U.S. Army veterans hits, Redneck Yacht Club. That's What I Love About Sunday, and International Harvester. That's by Rob Lacates. And continuing with sports from the Daily Pitch, sports editor Matt Daniels with a look at what's going on around the area. Three reasons we love sports today. Number one, the News Gazette sports page radio show will air one final time at the Esquire Lounge in downtown Champaign this school year on Monday evening, and a highly coveted guest is lined up, Illinois men's basketball coach Brad Underwood. Number two, Underwood has become a regular guest on the News Gazette sports page at the Esquire during the past 9 years. He first appeared on the show March 20th, 2017, the same day he was introduced as the Illini coach, and Monday night's appearance will mark his 12th at the Esquire. Number three, another chance to see Underwood in person next week is at Wednesday's Kickin' Cancer Dinner and Auction at Gordyville, USA in Gifford. The entire Illini team will also be at the popular event. Numbers game. Three 5-star high school recruits Shauna Green has landed in the last 3 years. Barry Wallace was the first, committing to the Illini in May 2023, before Destiny Jackson did so in September of 2024. On Thursday, Illinois signed LSU transfer Divine Barrage, who will have 3 seasons of eligibility remaining with the Illini when the 2026-27 season tips off. This past season, Wallace earned first-team All-Big Ten honors, while Jackson averaged 9.9 points and 5.2 assists. Crowd control. 3 events I'm paying attention to. Number 1, the Masters. Former Illini Brian Campbell probably can't catch Rory McIlroy, as McIlroy appears poised for a second straight Masters title. But Campbell will play the weekend at Augusta National after carding a 1-over 73 on Friday. Campbell is tied for 24th at even par, 144. Number 2, Illini Deca Jam. A full slate of field and running events begins at 11 a.m. Saturday at Demerjian Park during the final day of the 3-day event the Illini host. And number 3, New Orleans Pelicans at Minnesota Timberwolves. Former Illini Io DeSumo entered Friday averaging 14.3 points, 4.4 rebounds, and 3.5 assists with the Timberwolves, who close out the regular season at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. And ask an athlete 3 questions with Maroa Forsyth sophomore Madison Yazel, who competes in volleyball and girls track and field for the Trojans. Number 1. 3 athletes I'd like to have dinner with are Serena Williams, LeBron James, and Shelly Ann Fraser Price. Number 2, the TV show I most like to binge watch is Scream. Number 3, my biggest pet peeve is burping. And continuing with an article about the former Illini guard finding his own outlet. Now thriving with Timberwolves after midseason trade, DeSumo leaves feelings and emotions in written form. This is by Chris Hine. When Io DeSumo boarded the bus for a shoot-around in Toronto on February 5, he sensed the energy was off as he spoke to members of the Chicago Bulls coaching staff. I just felt the feeling, like how their words were coming off, how they were interacting. It felt like something was going down, DeSumo said. Energy felt completely off. The former Illini All-American guard knew for weeks that the Bulls might trade him, but he had no inclination that a deal with the Timberwolves was close. So when he got on the bus that morning, he didn't think anything was imminent. Less than an hour later, DeSumo got the word. He was on his way to Minnesota. I just felt like if you knew the trade was going to happen, and if you knew it was done the night before, or you knew it was close, there was no need to have me get on the bus if you knew the trade was going down, the 26-year-old guard said. His feelings were all over the place. Born and raised in Chicago, DeSumo was on his way out from his hometown team to a new situation in a contract year. When he got back to his Toronto hotel, he did what he always does when he gets emotional, broke out his journal and started writing, not on a computer or his phone, but an actual composition notebook, like in third grade, with a pen. He put the date and the time on the page and then he let it out. I wanted to make sure I embraced all my feelings. I didn't want to bottle up anything, DeSumo said shortly after the trade. As the hours went on, I was able to understand it and be like, this is a great opportunity for me. Excited to be here with the Timberwolves. Putting pen to paper, Wolves fans have been excited to have him. DeSumo's game is aesthetically pleasing to watch. He plays with high effort at both ends, is always one of the fastest players on the floor, and has fit in without much of a hiccup since the Wolves made the deal. That journal, and there are countless that DeSumo has filled up over the past 4 years, is key to the person he is off the floor and how he maintains a good mentality to produce on it. It's how he processed a major move like that trade and an important piece of how he has thrived during a turbulent NBA career after entering the league as a second-round pick with an uncertain future. During DeSumo's second season with the Bulls in 2022-23, he became a starter until the team brought in veteran Patrick Beverley. From the day Beverley got there, coach Billy Donovan put Beverley in the starting lineup, and that came at DeSumo's expense. It was hard for DeSumo to take the demotion in stride. "I just started journaling," DeSumo said. "How did I feel in that exact moment? Raw emotions. What can I do to not let this happen again? I just started writing my notes down every day." When the Wolves, who entered Friday at 47-33 and have already clinched a playoff berth, traded for DeSumo, they did so with an eye towards signing him long-term. "The feeling appears to be mutual for DeSumo. I love Minnesota," DeSumo said. "By the grace of God, this summer, hopefully this can be a place that I can call home. I don't see why not. Of course, if everything goes as planned and in the business of it, we can come to a mutual agreement. I wouldn't see why this would not be my home for the foreseeable future." And from Illinois football, from the opinion of Bob Asmussen, titled "A Day for Moms. Practice with Illini a hit for all involved. It was one of her favorite days. Champagne." Apparently, the Illinois football moms have game. That's the word from their sons, who are members of Brett Bielema's team, and from the Illini assistant coaches. The moms will have a chance to show their skills during a Saturday spring practice. They will line up at the positions normally occupied by their children. The event coincides with the annual Moms Weekend on the Illinois campus. And if you are planning to go out to eat Saturday or Sunday, you better book your favorite restaurant now. They will be hopping at all hours. The football team's moms event has been a hit. As of Friday morning, 131 moms, sisters, aunts, and cousins have signed up, and that's a bump of more than 30 compared to last year. The players enjoy this different approach to a typical spring practice. "It's a great event. It shows to recruits in the outside world that we really preach family here. You get to see a mom do backpedaling drills and 7-on-7, lining up against each other." The moms, more important to juice that Chanel come. What moms are the best at football? I'd definitely say Matt Bailey's mom. "The players appreciate having their parents hanging with the team. Last year was one of my favorite days," Illinois offensive lineman T.J. McMillan said. "It's awesome that Bielema does that." McMillan's mom, Joni, attended the event in 2025. "It's a special moment," he said. "My mom, after the practice last year, said it was one of her favorite days, and she's been around a lot of football." Well, that's all we have time for today. This has been Dave with the News Gazette for Sunday, April 12, 2026, and I look forward to reading with you again soon.